Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three here.
Bees unscrewing soda caps, GMO in the honey, causing them to be all sorts of smarter than they used to be.
Don't slip on the banana peel, pal.
Bananas!
The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Richie Rich.
We've been talking about, well, we talked about deflation for a while.
Yep.
And then now we're talking about inflation and even hyperinflation and how that might occur if the Federal Reserve continues printing more money in a shorter period of time than any time in the history of the world.
Knowing, right, knowing the likely effects of that, because they can't be ignorant to history, right? Weimar Germany, the Zimbabwe trillion-dollar notes, right, or the $100 trillion notes, modern-day Venezuela, and the continental dollar in the U.S., if you want to go back far enough, right? Hyperinflation is not an unknown thing, especially to those who are in control of the money. They cannot be ignorant to these concepts.
Well, they're not. The problem is exactly what you said, control. They are attempting to control the marketplace by setting interest rates, by limiting the supply or increasing the supply. And we know that when humans are involved, I don't care what it is, that mistakes are going to be made. Human beings are fallible, so any human creation is going to contain a certain amount of mistakes, or a certain amount of mistakes are going to be made.
Predictable and mistakes is more about ego at that point.
Exactly my point, yes. So, yeah. And then this article continues to say that, says, remember, when the Fed has to admit the official inflation rate is 10%, John Williams says, when they have to admit 10%, my number is going to be around 15% or higher. My number rides on top of their number, so he thinks he's a better economist at predicting what actual inflation is versus what the government is willing to admit with the Federal Reserve.
And he may be, because as we talked about before, they fudge the numbers to stay within their acceptable range by taking things out of the commodity basket that doesn't fit the narrative.
And he says, right now, the ShadowStat.com inflation rate is above 11%. That's if it were calculated the way it was before 1980, when the government started using accounting gimmicks, as you've mentioned, Richie Rich, to make inflation look less than it really is. The ShadowStats.com number cuts out all the accounting gimmicks and is the true inflation rate that most Americans are seeing right now, not the official 4.25% recently reported.
Even that sounds high to me. 4.25 is too high.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
I don't want things going up in price, you know, collectively 4% year over year over year.
Williams says the best way to fight the inflation that is already here is to buy tangible assets.
Houses,
land.
Yep.
Things that retain their value. I would think musical instruments, high-end musical instruments, retain their value very nicely. Let's see, what else? What other kinds of assets? Well, land, obviously.
Artwork,
yep. And we can talk more about this article. The article has more to say. But first, let's go to Major Payne, who's calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is this Mr. Mark?
No, this is the Captain and Richie Rich.
Oh, Captain. All right. Well,
even better.
We're back in the northern latitudes again. I hope more men can come out of the Fort of Bayou sooner or later.
What's on your mind today?
That would be... Well, I'm calling originally a couple three subjects, if you'll bear with me. There's a couple of three talk shows I call into, and I'm calling from an old flip phone. I mean, I do not suck the poison of the inner tube in any way, shape, or form. I don't know how the big giant head is upon me, but if you remember the Wizard of Oz, when he says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, you better pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
I pay attention to the man in the mirror.
Well, he's more important, but
so
with that silver and souls, and there's all kinds of things to do with the mirror. We're not going to get into that right now.
So you're calling from a flip phone because, you know, you're a security-conscious individual. You're trying to call a couple, two, three talk shows, as you say, and what happens?
Right. Well, when I call you, there's not even, it doesn't even ring. Instantly it connects. Okay? When I call Joe Pags, I get, your call cannot be connected, it is dialed. And then it hangs up. And then I'll dial it again, and I will get a ringtone, and then I will get a busy signal on top of the ringtone. And I can hear the ringtone going in the background.
Weird.
It's very, very strange. Very, very strange. Like I said, the big giant head is upon us.
Is your flip phone, does it have really small digits, and do you have really big hands?
Is that fingering it?
No, I'm not misdialing it, but I do have a thumbnail the size of a quarter.
So I at my normal job, I have to make collection calls. And I don't know how this happens, but sometimes I will dial a number, and it will say that number is not in service. And somehow, telepathically, that person gets my message that they need to talk to me, and they will call back. And the same number will show up on the caller ID that they're calling from, that it was just out of service like minutes before. I've had people in my office go like, no, my phone's working, and I will dial their number. They will watch me dial their number, and they will hear the not in service, and their phone is right there working.
Yeah.
And it's happened the other way, where I know my phone works because I called my office phone from my cell phone, and it connects fine. And I've watched a customer dial my office number from his cell phone and be told that it's not in service.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal with that is,
well,
but it is strange.
I have some experience in cloud telephony,
yep.
And that is to say that, you know, telephones used to be run over analog copper wires, and
yep.
So whatever the tones were that you heard or whatever the actual dialing of the telephone was, there was only so many things that could go wrong between you dialing that number and it being connected to the other side, another phone at the other side of that. Now that phones are all digital, and I mean all digital, including landlines, including your flip phone, when you dial a number, you're going through a cloud that converts your voice to a digital signal, and then it gets routed to a whole bunch of different computers that are supposed to route it to the end destination.
Even if the copper wire comes into your house and you're on a landline phone, by the time it hits the circuits...
Right, because that copper wire from your house to the big box in your neighborhood or wherever it is, it turns it into a digital signal at that box and then sends it over and through a bunch of computers. So there's a lot more points of failure, even though the call quality of today is far superior, and of course more communications are being connected to each other than at any point in all of human history, there's more points of failure for that. So that's a long way to say that, you know, crap happens in the cloud from occasion.
Well, it never happened before we went into this Clovis thing where we had the country being divided, and they're choosing sides. Believe me, it's the man behind the curtain.
I don't know if they're choosing sides at you specifically at your cell phone level, though. Like, that seems far-fetched.
I don't know, man. I've been around a long time, and I've seen a lot of things, and it spooks me.
Do you have evidence that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton?
I don't get spooked easy.
Yeah,
spooked easy.
Major Payne, what do you know about Hillary Clinton?
What do I know about Hillary Clinton other than she ought to be shackled?
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major Payne. We appreciate you. You got his goat there, Richie Rich.
Well, I mean, if they're targeting him individually at his cell phone, preventing him from calling radio shows, he must have evidence that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton.
You know... But I'm not going to say
it's just a theory on my part.
Yeah. 603-283-6161.
Hasn't been disproven. Say that much.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. If you would like to call and comment on, well, anything really, whatever's on your mind, you can talk about what we're talking about. It doesn't matter. We're a live call-in radio talk program, and the phones are now open. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on. Come on, come on, come on now. I don't know, something. Isn't that a Doors song? Doesn't it start out with... that I am not afraid of something. Yeah, I don't remember.
Sorry, bro, I'm just not that into Pokemon.
Yeah, that's all right. The guy, you know, doing the music already laughing at me, went, ha-ha, on the way in here. So now that the music has faded out, probably everybody can hear what I'm babbling about, and I should probably mention that this is Free Talk Live.
Come on, come on, come on.
What's that? Dexy's Midnight. Oh, come on, Eileen. That's what it was.
That one I know.
That was, yeah. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about
inflation.
And
hyperinflation.
Yes, that's when you give inflation a bunch of caffeine. No, it's when they do meth. No.
Which you will be able to have less of because the price of coffee is going to go up.
So it's when hyperinflation does cocaine. Or when inflation does cocaine, it becomes hyperinflation.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Or maybe when they're taking, what's the medicine they give kids?
Adderall.
Adderall.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they should just give the economy some Adderall. And then there wouldn't be hyperinflation, it'd just be inflation.
Give it to the people at the Fed. Like just relax. Focus on something else for a change.
Yes, just numb your mind enough to sort of, you know, blaze through the monotonous day at your bureaucratic job where you basically violate people's consent.
Oddly enough, this is a bad story, and I'm not going to tell the whole thing, but I did have a buddy.
If it's a bad story, why are you telling it at all?
Oh, because part of it's relevant.
Right? Wait, you had a buddy?
It's bizarre.
Wow.
It's true.
All right, well, go ahead.
But he was on a substance similar to Adderall, because I don't remember what it was.
Batterol.
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I never can remember, like, the specific drug that he was prescribed.
Okay, right.
But we were working a mundane job, like, at a convenience store, like a gas station convenience store.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Right, kind of like that. I've got a great picture of that, by the way. I'll show it to you if I can find it one day. But, you know, so his job at the gas station was, like, to fill the drink cooler from the back, right? Like, he had just had to go into the cold and just put sodas back on the shelf from the back, right? And
I've been there, done that.
Right. But he's like, I'm glad I have these drugs because there's no way I can get through an 8-hour shift doing this without it. Like, you know, to get to that a mundane task, right, required this prescription medication.
I also worked in a convenience store for a period of time. I was an assistant manager, and I actually looked forward to restocking the cooler because it meant I could get away from all the damn customers and also the employees who are, you know, just as bad as the customers, really, because they're humans, and sometimes I've had my fill of human beings, and I need to get away from them. And so, you know, other folks will be like, hey, do you want me to stock the cooler? No, I don't. I'll take care of that in a minute when I'm done talking to Bob over here or whatever, right?
You know? Oh, see, I was the opposite. I like being at the register, like interacting with everybody. It was fun.
I never made more friends than when I worked the register, though.
Yeah.
We were a very, very busy convenience store. We had 7 registers in the store. We usually only ran 6 of them, but it was in sort of a horseshoe-shaped type deal. And, wow, yeah, we would get super, super busy. 2 car washes, lots of fun. At any rate,
yeah,
that has nothing to do with hyperinflation.
Not at all.
I don't know how we've segued off of that.
But we were talking about the mundanity. And, you know, the Adderall.
The mundane, the Adderall, right, yes, that's... Oh, thanks, man. That's the clerk's pick. You scroll that up to the camera for those watching at, what is it, cam.freetalklive.com? Or over at lrn.fm, you can find our Twitch.
For which camera am I doing this?
Yeah, either of the ones that are pointed at you.
One that's
yeah.
You can see.
It's from the original Clerks movie, a Kevin Smith production.
So the irony of this picture is... we decided to take this picture the day after I'd shaved off, like, my full Kevin Smith beard.
Oh.
Like, I had the full beard.
Did you have the trench coat?
I'm wearing the trench coat in the picture. it's a trench vest.
Oh, I see. I see.
And this was another one of my buddies who decided to get, like, hair extensions. He paid $1,500 for hair extensions.
Wow,
and it went up, like, halfway up the back of his head.
Yeah.
So it was just a mullet. So he had to wear the cap. And someone goes like, dude, you guys look like Jay and Silent Bob. But take the picture.
Nice.
We look like Jay and Silent Bob. We're in front of a convenience store.
Huh.
And then my other buddy turned it into like a black and white thing as he processed it. So it was really cool.
Richie Rich doing Clerks cosplay here on Free Talk Live.
Unintentionally.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Just turned out that way.
So we've been talking about this article from Zero Hedge where this economist has been predicting hyperinflation as soon as, could be 6 months from now.
Yeah, 2022.
He goes on to say, canned food, he's talking about buying assets, right? If the best way to fight inflation is that's already here is to buy tangible assets, and we talked about, you know, land, housing, you know, that kind of stuff.
He says instruments, artwork is what we said.
He says canned food is a tangible asset, and you can use it for barter if you have to. Physical gold, physical silver are both good ways to protect your buying power over time. So are like other precious metals or you know, like diamonds and stuff like that.
See, that's another thing, right? The counterbalance to my over exuberance. And somewhat paranoia at occasions is like the wife who kind of balances me out.
Yeah.
And I get a call while I'm at work because she's doing her own thing and research. She's like, should we start buying silver? Like, yes, but this needs to be a way drawn out conversation because I need to know where your thought process is. Like, why bring that up now?
Yeah.
Right? What are you thinking? Because my answer would always be yes, but maybe for different reasons than she had all of a sudden.
Well, and I mean, I can't think of a bad reason to buy tangible assets. I mean,
well, me and you understood, but for her to just out of the blue, right? Something had to spark that.
Right. Yeah, she had to be inspired. So I'm seeing more and more of my my friends online who refused to listen to anything I had to say about cryptocurrency and that kind of a thing, who are now like, hey, I'm just getting started in this crypto thing. I just got a wallet, and, you know, what do you think about this? And I'm like,
yeah,
I tried getting you into this like a decade ago, you know, and you were all like, ah, whatever, you don't know what you're talking about. You'll treat me like I'm an idiot or something, you know. And then 10 years later, you're like, oh, I think I'll get into this now. Why are you getting into it now? Oh, well, I read a thing, and it says something about the economy, and I thought, well, maybe I'll hedge my bets and buy some of this as a store of value.
So normies are thinking about it.
It really is. Like, we're at the dawn of cryptocurrency going mainstream.
My problem with that, when it comes to like my circle of people whom I interact with about cryptocurrency, is usually when they make that like plunge into it, they come back and start asking me about all these random altcoins.
Right.
Like, oh, what do you think about this? And I have no idea, man. You're speculating.
What do you think of the old McDonald coin? Like, really? What's that? I've never heard of it. You know,
Burger King in Russia had their own cryptocurrency for a little bit of time there. That was a thing.
No, I meant old McDonald had a farm, EIO, not Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I'm thinking of the fast food.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Although, if they had like a hamburger coin, I might, you know, because that was a fun character.
Would it make you grimace?
Ooh, it might. It might. If only I had a shake to go with it.
Oh, my.
Yes. What was the other characters?
Mayor McCheese. There you go.
Yeah. I hope he never comes back because
I used to ride him.
Oh, did you now? I hope he never comes back because, well, the world doesn't need any more politicians. Wouldn't you say?
I would. Mexico has a great way of dealing with those people.
Yes. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol police officer who died on January 6th during the Capitol insurrection, met with Republican senators. The Senate is considering a measure that would create a commission to investigate what happened at the Capitol that day. The families want Republican senators to vote for it. Sicknick's girlfriend, Sandra Garza.
Just don't want any other of people to get harmed or for this to happen again. It was a terrible tragedy, and we don't want anyone else to get hurt.
Sicknick's mother also went door-to-door to speak with senators. President Biden was asked about the Senate vote as he was heading back to the White House from a trip to Ohio.
I can't imagine anyone voting against establishing a commission on the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol.
The measure has already passed in the House. This is USA Radio News. President Biden visited Cleveland. He said the nation is now on its way back from the coronavirus.
The pandemic exposed just how badly we need to invest in the foundation of this country and the working people of this country.
He said it's time to take the next step.
We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-century pandemic. We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-generation economic crisis.
He's trying to work out a big infrastructure bill with Republicans. He wants $1.7 trillion. Republicans made a counteroffer at $928 billion. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey said he made it clear to the president.
We're not raising taxes. We believe that the 2017 tax reform contributed significantly to enabling us to achieve the best economy of my lifetime.
Republicans have rejected President Biden's proposed corporate tax increase to pay for new investments. They hope to use unspent virus relief dollars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is. Feline Talk Live.
No, meow Talk Live? Are we playing the cat game?
You remember the old Super Meow Mix commercials?
Oh. Meow, 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 meow.
That's the one. That little jingle would get stuck in my head all of the time. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold, so if you get a busy signal, try back or try back later. We're also on 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so you can call any day as long as it's between those hours. So some radio stations won't broadcast us actually live. They'll rebroadcast us after the show's over. A couple of radio stations will only broadcast part of the show, so you might only hear 1 or 2 hours of the 3-hour show. But if you want to call, you got to call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And on March 16th of 2021, tyrants, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together to raid the Free Talk Live studio, the very studio that Richie Rich and I are sitting in right now, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Randy and Aunt Renee and Andy Spinella. Randy, well, what's wrong with me? Renee and Andy Spinella.
I'm glad you have that thing memorized.
And Colleen Fordham. It's just because I try to read at a pace that, like, my brain jumps the shark a little bit and combines Renee and Andy and makes it into Renandy.
Renandy?
Yeah. At any rate,
like Bananarchy?
Like Bananarchy, yes. The Crypto Six were arrested. There were six people in total. Four of them were released on some sort of bail condition. Ian Freeman spent 69 days without being convicted of anything behind bars in a cage. And the
Mostly
person,
23-hour lockdown, according to him as well, right?
Yeah, he got an hour a day, and yeah, terrible. It's horrible. And the person who legally changed his name to Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, he remains behind bars still. So what can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information and links up there to different things. There's a video up there that you can watch, and there's multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund in either USD or in different varieties of cryptocurrency, including Monero. I know there's a lot of Monero fans who listen
That's
to this show, so I just want to mention that that is an option for you. So there's multiple ways that you can donate because these charges are not a joke. It's not a laughing matter. It's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to come together to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. We could talk more about inflation, but first let's go to the phones because, well, it's called Free Talk Live, right? Let's go to David in New Mexico. Day.
Future Mexico.
Future Mexico. You are on Free Talk Live.
Cholos in space.
No, man, we're already old Mexico here. We have gone way down, way back.
Okay.
Way
it was the
back.
Way in, yeah, like way.
I want to go.
Is that W-E-I-G-H?
W-H-E-Y for the protein?
It's kind of milky, kind of cloudy milky, so it's probably the W-H-E-Y.
Way.
Yeah, and speaking of that, so who's the cool cat that sings that that theme song for you guys, Daddy-O?
Like the intro
meow,
music?
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, well, that was a duet between me and the captain.
Yeah, there was, you know, a couple of, we were channeling our inner felines.
Couple of cool cats.
Cool cats, that's right.
Daddy-O.
Speaking of
Well, because cats are really, they're anarchists, right? Cats aren't really, you know, they don't really listen to authority.
That's why they compare us to herding cats, trying to get anarchists and libertarians to do anything collectively.
Yeah, like, you know, to move to New Hampshire, for example. And,
it's like herding cats!
You know, that kind of a thing. It's like herding cats at times.
That's hilarious. I just found a TikTok video of a cat that I posted on my story. There's this cat, and it's at a walk-up. At the door of this house, like in New York or wherever, I don't know. And it's standing on the railing next to the front door, and it reaches up and taps on the door knocker, clank, clack, 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 to get let in. It's pretty funny.
What it would has happen, domesticated its human.
What would happen if you ate a Tic Tac while on TikTok?
Oh, man. Too many T's, C's, and K's for me to figure out.
Okay.
Give you a Tic Tac.
But music, man, I think I heard you misattribute, something like that, the world's single best song, background song for having sex to The Doors when it belongs righteously to another rocker.
Did The Doors not do the come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe?
I was thinking of the other one, the Ted Nugent.
Go ahead and sing it for us.
Yeah, how does that one go? The only Nugent I know is
that. Come on, come on now, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Stranglehold.
I feel like you guys are singing the same thing.
No, they're different.
No, it's two different,
no, I know.
Two different songs. Yeah. I had forgotten about the other one.
And so, like, the most famous Nuge song, of course, is, we alluded to it already vicariously by doing our feline impersonations, which is Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had changed the lyrics for that one, too, a long time ago, and I forgot to a parody.
Oh, I have one. I have a parody for that. It's unfinished, of course, but the chorus goes, instead of cat scratch fever, it's scratch that, Peter. It's about a guy who caught a case of the VD. Nice, the venereal disease.
I'm more in line with thinking about beaver, so I would have, my word of choice would have been beaver instead of Peter.
Huh. Scratch that beaver. It's still a work in progress. You can make that.
You know, perhaps both could be included, and a collaboration has happened here on Free Talk Live, which, you know, if it's like any of my other musical projects, it'll just be a great idea, and then nothing will ever come of it.
Don't forget to give Day Vid in Future Mexico credit for it so you don't have a lawsuit later on.
I don't think Day Vid in Future Mexico is a believer in IP. Are you, David?
Ah.
No, man, you can use it, no problem. You can use, here's another closely related, you can use this one too, it's related, another beaver, it's a nice beaver, nice beaver, nice beaver, night fever, nice beaver.
Hey, thanks for the call, Tom, David.
Way to end it on a high note.
You know, I mean, I don't think the call is going to get much better than that tonight, so we'll just go ahead and let it lie, like as if it were taking a cat nap. Oh,
snap. Zing.
All right. You know, music is a weird thing. Some people ask me about parodies, and if you haven't heard any of my parodies, you can go visit lordkickass.com, where you'll hear a variety of parodies that I've done over the course of time. And people, well, why do you do parodies?
Because they're funny.
Well, okay, there's that. But, like, I actually can't help it. Like, I will walk into, like, a Rite Aid, and there will be some song playing, and if it's a familiar song that I kind of know the chorus or the lyrics to, I'll start singing not the real chorus or real verse.
Does that come from a generation where you didn't know the lyrics to things, so you just made it up as you go anyway?
No, it's okay. It comes from, because I grew up in the, we'll say the early 80s, I was born in, like, 72, so, like, you know, I started, you know, 80, 82 or so is when I started paying attention to music, and I hated all of the popular music that I heard. The 1980s were some of the worst tones that I've ever heard, and some of the worst, like, underproduced songs or horrible songs, really well produced, right? And so I kind of hated a bunch of that, and so I just wanted to make fun of it. And, like, but I don't set out to make fun of these things. It's almost like I'm channeling something else. Something else is coming in and dropping these lyrics.
You like to be into my head.
In your own lyrics. And I have to, like, make fun of whatever it is. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Final segment.
And we're back.
What did the frog say about his dinner?
Burp.
Said, time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Told you, got to get the sound effects.
I got to get desktop timpani. I have to get that going. I don't know why I haven't done that already. Perhaps somebody else will invent it and send it to me. Who knows? This is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call and talk program. We have callers on hold. We'll get to those in just a minute. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Richie Rich.
And before we get to your calls, I want to say thank you to Farmer Garrick. Farmer Garrick is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? What is it to be an amplifier here on Free Talk Live? Well,
it means you want to advertise, market, and promote this fantastic talk show.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Stealing with Thunder again.
I'm sorry. You asked the question. I'm the only one here answering them.
It was a, what do they call it, a rhetorical question? You're like, I know, I retorted. Would you like me to tort again? You can find out about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Farmer Garrick is a silver level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month to help get this radio program on more radio stations. This money for the AMP program goes specifically to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, get us on more radio stations. It does not go into Richie Rich's Marvel Comics budget. It does not go into my beer budget, personally. I have my own beer budget for that. And, you know, it doesn't go to it. All it does is go to get this program on more radio station. So if you enjoy this program, if you've learned something from this program, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, you know, all that kind of a thing, then please consider becoming an amplifier and help us spread the message of liberty, peace, prosperity to more ears around the country and around the globe, because we are on the internet as well and a couple of satellite radio stations. So thank you to Farmer Garrick for your contribution. We appreciate you being an amplifier. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. com.
And you get perks.
Yeah, there's a variety of perks and little things that you get, but, I mean, they're really nothing in compared to helping us spread the message. So that's right. That's the real benefit, but sure, there are a couple of things you get.
I prefer the Amponi podcast because it doesn't have all the ads.
That is a pretty great feature.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got Joe calling from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you're talking about inflation. We've got a friend that's doing a remodel on his house,
mm-hmm. And
it's going to cost him almost $4,000 more to do it now.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a question? I don't know if you're not talking directly into your phone, but you're a little bit muffled. Can you get closer to the mic, maybe?
Hello?
Yep.
I was just saying, I got a buddy who's doing a remodel on his house.
Okay.
It's going to cost him $4,000 more to do it now than when he originally planned to do it a year and a half ago.
Oh, no.
So this inflation's real, and it's creeping up on us. So, you know, it's no joke. People need to get ready for it, man.
Now, do we know that that one is inflation-related because there was the lumber shortage? Right, which was causing and the excess demand for lumber because there's a lot of people not going on vacations who are remodeling their houses during the pandemic, right? And that would be a natural occurrence.
Inflation is it's increased demand and low supply. We shut down our economy for a year, and things weren't being made, and lumber wasn't being made, and so you got people now. Things are starting to open up, and of course, what the Fed's doing and the Fed, you know, printing money and stuff, that's not helpful. But
yeah.
At least for the next couple of years, we're going to have Jimmy Carter on steroids. So,
yeah, and like I was saying earlier, the sawmills have no desire to increase their capacity. Like, we'll take this windfall and, you know, funnel that money away into their savings account for, you know, future use if they need it as a fallback. If there's some other government shutdown in the future and they need to have a nest egg.
I mean, they're going to take it when they can get it, you know, but still, it's, plywood stuff.
Joe, so. Have you seen any, you know, incredible rise in pricing anywhere else besides lumber?
Well, where I live, gas is going up.
Yeah.
It seems like a little bit every day.
What's the price of gas today?
A little over $3.
Okay.
Right by my house, and it was $2.80 something when I filled up a couple days ago. So.
Yeah.
But it's which compared to California and stuff, it's nothing. But still, you know, a year ago I think it was under $2.
Yeah, that is for certain.
I'm pretty sure where I put gas, it's more than doubled since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. Like, when people stopped going to work and the gas prices came down,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I put at, like, $1.20, and I thought I took a picture to send them, like, look how cheap it is, and I can't find that picture, so I have no way to worry about that.
Yeah, if you need expensive stuff, man, big screen TVs and stuff, get them now. I mean, Taiwan makes most of the world's computer chips, and they're shut down. They're having an outbreak of COVID, and they got a drought going on over there, so...
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Joe. We appreciate it.
So, real quick, the importance of lumber as a price index.
We've got lumber.
Got the wood.
Lots of lumber. Sorry, shameless plug for a friend of mine's band that nobody's ever heard of. They're called Homo Jenkins, or is it Diesel Jenny? I can't remember. I think it's Diesel Jenny. They wrote a song called High at Home Depot.
Okay.
And the chorus is, we've got lumber. It's all nice and harmonized, and all, you know, it's a fun song. Anyway.
Do they have a website? I can plug the website.
I don't know. I think if you just Diesel Jenny High at Home Depot, I think we'll get you there.
So earlier, when we were talking about the other caller with the economic hobbyist, I forget his name, I apologize. He mentioned the term like shrinkflation as it relates to what's going on. The reason the lumber price index is important is because it's one of the rare consumer goods where they can't hide the inflation and the price increase through shrinkflation. And shrinkflation is basically like the boxes on the shelf get ever so slightly smaller while the prices remain the same. So you get less Cheerios for $5 than you did, you know, a month ago. Like that's, you know, the packaging has shrunk, but the price hasn't changed, so you don't notice that you're getting less. And with lumber, 2x4s and 4x8 plywood, right, you can't shrink that down because then you just, you're messing with all the measurements, right? Like a 2x4 has to be, you know, standard size 2x4.
Right.
And so when the inflation hits those industries and those commodities, they can't hide it like they can in grocery store consumer goods.
Yeah. It is weird that they could even, like, hide that at all, right? You know what I mean? Like, you would think
like the box of Cheerios, right? You got, you know, you get a certain size box.
Yeah.
And then it sits a certain way on the shelf. Well, you make the box narrower.
Yeah.
Right? It still sits the same on the shelf, but now you can stack more forward and back, and no one sees that.
Right. Like, I went to go buy a pound of bacon.
Yep.
And I grabbed the package of the normal brand and style that I prefer.
14 ounces.
It was 10.
Oh, okay. Even worse. Yeah.
10 ounces instead of 16.
Yeah.
So, and the price hadn't changed.
Right.
It was the same price I paid for a pound of bacon the last time I
looked at the weight.
Oh, the exact same size packaging, just less actual bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it 40% less bacon? More than that, however, I don't want to do the math in my head, but significantly less.
Yeah, it was, I didn't even notice it until I pulled it out of the freezer to thaw it, and it says, net weight, 10 ounces. I'm like, what? And, like, I kind of keep my receipts and stuff, so I was like, I'm going to go back and look, and, you know, how much was it? I'm like, it's the same price as I've been paying for a pound this whole time.
Yep.
And there wasn't any, like, you know, now with less bacon, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
that's the thing. That's the insidiousness of shrinkflation. You don't see it. You just get less for your money.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see shrinkflation applied to politicians.
Like I said, look to Mexico, man.
I'll tell you what, boy.
Mexicans in dealing with politicians, like, you know, brings a tear to my eye and joy to my heart.
Do you have a sombrero?
I don't. I do have. I don't have a sombrero. What's the covering? I can't remember.
Poncho?
Yeah, I have a poncho. Uh-oh. Like a buddy of mine. I know, rare.
I was just thinking that if you had the sombrero, you could do the Mexican hat dance.
Nope. I can do the Mexican poncho dance.
Which was also the music that they would play for musical chairs when I was in school. We are out of time. This has been Free Talk Live. You can find our archives at freetalklive.com. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Thanks.
Bananas.
Peace.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.